You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
DFS. You might think with no NBA basketball this evening that we're devoid of some DFS talk this evening. Well, no, wrong. We do have NHL hockey this evening. Of course, four games on the board tonight in the National Hockey League. There's actually quite a few interesting plays on the board tonight for NHL DFS. And there is NBA DFS this evening as well. I always enjoy the All-Star Game. Of course, there's All-Star Game DFS, but there's also Rising Stars DFS for this evening as well. It's a real crapshoot. It's a little bit different format. You're just picking six players this evening, so we'll go over that. But we have a new sport to add to the rotation. Of course, NASCAR is back. They've been at Daytona all week long with their clashes and their duels and all that other stuff. It sounds like Game of Thrones, man, more than you know, the clash, the duel. Although I think the guest that joins us right now, do we have is the King ready to go? Is the Hall of Famer ready, Mike? All right, we're getting the King. Florio's locking the King in right now. But I think the Scott the King Engel, like, he actually knows the clash. Nobody knows anything anymore. London calling, should I stay, should I go? But I'm fired up for the Daytona 500, and I'll tell you right now. You know, if you're unaware, this is like the first year you're listening to me with NASCAR season starting. My NASCAR picks are damn good, but I'm the king of like second and third place. Like, I'm the king of, yeah, we ran out of fuel. Like, I'm the king of, yeah, we were about to win, but yeah, we were a little slow out of, the pit. When I give a NASCAR winner, just bet them top five. And I've learned my lesson. Anyone that I like this weekend, I'm going to bet top five, because I know. Classic example, guys. Last week, I had Denny Hamlin in the clash. I picked Denny Hamlin 7-1, plus 700. He finished in second place. And then I was like, oh, yeah, all right. I guess that's just the way that this is going to go. But with Dale Earnhardt Jr. not on the circuit anymore, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is now in the NBC broadcast booth, Brad Keselowski becomes the new plate king. Keselowski absolutely just, kills it at these places. He's got six restrictor plates on his resume, including a series best three in the last 10 races. We've seen he's looked good all week long in Daytona, and Keselowski's going to be in the mix. Now, if you're just sort of a NASCAR novice, and listen, I'm not the biggest gearhead in the world. I am a big NASCAR fan, and I have been covering and betting on it for a long time. And I've been to races and stuff, so I'm into it, but I'm not going to pretend like I'm the biggest gearhead in the world. But we'll just explain to you, and I heard Scott talking about this earlier in the week, actually, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I believe with Tony Sincata, who's scalping tickets right now outside the arena in Jacksonville, NXT tickets. Now, one thing about Daytona and all restrictor plate races, it's a crapshoot. Yet it's funny because, you know, people will always tell you that it's entirely random. Anything can happen in a restrictor plate race, and it is true. You know, you're going to have your Trevor Baynes winning. You're going to have your Waltrip. Look, Waltrip won a Daytona 500, man. The guy's been doing Napa commercials for 30 years since. So, you know, you get these rare exceptions where the long shot wins. But the fact of the matter is, as random as plate races are, there's a lot of the usual suspects that run well, at Talladega and at Daytona, even though they're different style of tracks. Let's bring in the King and the Hall of Famer. Not just that, but a friend. Scott Engel steps up and in. How you doing, King?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, we're doing good. I'm looking forward to talking some NASCAR here with you. Nice to have another sport in the rotation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's. I'm really not a fan of the NBA All-Star Game as much as I watch the NBA, and it's good to have it back. You know, it's a shorter off season than some of the other sports, but it's good to have it back.
Yeah, there's barely any off season. That's what I like about it. What I don't, my only beef with NASCAR, and you know, last year was a very, you know, the ratings are down and sort of the overall hype, you know, NASCAR was really trending upwards about 10 years ago, you know, but the trend has sort of peaked out and gone down a little bit. My only beef is I get so into it through the summer and stuff, but then, you know, they're going head to head with NFL football. You know, that's my problem down the stretch when the chase arrives. But to put it in perspective, you're right, Scott. Think, man, the chase, you know what, isn't until October. And here we are. The season is set to begin. These guys go hard all year long. So I was saying, Scott, and I heard you and Tony talking about this race earlier in the weekend. It's true that, you know, it's kind of random, and if you're betting on it, you got to sprinkle on a couple of long shots. There's going to be a lot of crashes. Of course, it's a plate race. There's a lot of randomness to this. But at the same point in time, you can't discount that there are certain drivers, the usual suspects, that just do better at these. As random as it is, Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, you know, these are guys, Kurt Busch, who's not, no one's talking about, who won last year. These are guys that just do well continuously. So it's not really random. There are some, look, Ricky Stenhouse is another one of these guys. Yeah, he's better at plate races, but it's pretty consistent with Denny Hamlin and Keselowski, you know, running well on these tracks, Scott.
Pretty much. Like you say, you're going to have your usual suspects. And after watching the duels, and, you know, just over the last few years, too, but especially after watching the duels and, you know, even the clash in Daytona a little bit, it's real clear that, you know, that if you're playing on DraftKings or if you're betting, you want to remember two things. You want to remember Penske, and you want to remember the Fords. You know, those are two tying factors for, like, who's probably going to do good this week. But, you know, you look at Chase Elliott, too. It's like he's not a Penske car, but he's done real well at Daytona. He could have won last year if he was running out of gas. And this guy could be NASCAR's next star. Like, who is going to be the next star of the sport now that Junior is retired? Could be Chase Elliott, because, like, a lot of the fans are in the South. The core of the fans are in the Southeast. And Bill Elliott's a guy I know. They know he was a 16-time most popular driver, and Chase Elliott, you know, obviously the gene's getting passed on. But there's guys even deeper in the field that you know are good at plate tracks too, and can give you nice discounts on DraftKings, like Eric Amarola, and even as far down as Michael McDowell and David Gilliland.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I've got a guy for $7,000 that is pretty consistent when it comes to a fantasy perspective, and Paul Menard. So let's start off with I put a team together right now, and I'm going to put together a couple of lineups. Excuse me. This is one lineup that I just put together. So I'm starting out with Keselowski. And, you know, I like the fact as well, you know, laps gained is important, and more important than where you're going to finish almost, right? I mean, that's a big bonus right there. So, you know, that's my starting point here with Keselowski. He is the betting favorite to actually win the race as well. We talk about the success on the plate tracks with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. We'll see, though, is the post-Danica breakup here, Scott. How's that going to affect him? Is it a positive or a negative? We'll see if he wins without her. You know, screw you, Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, Stenhouse, $8,900. He's in my lineup. Talking about young guys here, and that doesn't cost a lot of money, Brendan Gaughan, Scott. Just $5,200 for Brendan Gaughan. Kurt Busch is $8,700. The dude won the race last year. And, you know, he's consistently run well. He's averaged a 12th finish over his last 10 plate races. I've got Denny Hamlin, who the aforementioned, the guy's a badass on these tracks, and then Paul Menard as well, who's just a consistent great fantasy driver, Paul Menard.
Yeah, I would definitely be getting Brendan Gaughan out of there, and definitely be getting David Gilliland in there if you want to save some money. Now, Gilliland's got an average finish of 24.1 at Daytona, and you know, is always respectable. I mean, if you want to spend up even a little bit more, Michael McDowell is a stronger play at 5,800. I really like A.J. Allmendinger at 5,900. The only problem with having Keselowski is that everybody's going to have him. And But you know, what you have to do, and you know, talk about it a lot, is you can't just throw in one lineup, especially in a place like Daytona, because you know, one wreck and your lineup's screwed. I think you got to throw out at least three lineups there with different combinations.
Yeah, it is. It is chaos, right? And you know, the drivers always say this too. You want to be at the front or you want to be at the back. You don't want to be in the middle. So you know what? We actually have the practice times in here. One thing is though, with the practice times, these cars react differently around other cars. You know, so you know, you can look at the practice times. You can take something from it. But just for the record, Daniel Suarez topped the speed chart Friday. He led the opening day session up to 203 miles an hour. Took the 19 Joe Gibbs Racing. Ryan Newman was the second fastest. Kyle Busch, you mentioned Michael McDowell, has a nice track record here. AJ Allmendinger Kyle Busch
like
were the top five. You like Allmendinger this week?
I like Allmendinger a lot. You know, last year he had two top tens at Daytona. For the price, he's somebody that I like a lot, you know, rather than Brendan Gaughan at 5,900. I don't even know if a guy like Brendan Gaughan even finishes a race, even if he doesn't crash. You know, that's not a guy I want in my lineup. Two consecutive top tens at Daytona for AJ Allmendinger. Always really good at the restrictor plate track.
You know, Brendan Gaughan. Gaughan finished, he's $5,200. You know, Gaughan finished in 11th place last year here, right? He started 39.
Yeah, but
he racked up 64 DK points.
Yeah, well, I'd rather go with McDowell, who's coming off a 4th place finish at Daytona.
Yeah, how much is that? McDowell, 5,800. Yeah. I've got zero left. I've got zero. Listen, I'm not going to have Gaughan in every lineup, but for $5,200, you know, I think Gaughan is, where's he starting? He's starting 25th. Starting 25th, he probably finishes like 13th.
I doubt he finishes that high. I'd rather go $100 more for David Gilliland, who's more consistent on restrictor play tracks. If he's starting 22nd, he could drop down to 30th, and you lose 8 place differential points right there, and I think you're screwed.
All right. So did you put together a lineup yet?
I haven't yet. I don't do it until the final practices are over, because right now you just have one practice. You got to wait until the final practices are over, and then you put your lineup together, take a look at the 10 consecutive lap average. I'm also going to be avoiding Alex Bowman at 7,500. Because he'll probably drop off the top grid. I'll tell you, I like Eric Amarola a lot. He's coming off for 3 strong runs at 7,700. You know, he's somebody in the middle pack. Jamie McMurray at 8,000 is always really, really good. But I know that you're trying to, save more money, down in the prices there. Going just not a guy that I like. I feel like, you know, you have to have some more Penske flavor in there. You want like Logano, you want Harvick, you want Ryan Blaney. You know, you want exposure to those guys. You want Penske and you want Ford.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Joey Logano, and I lost a lot of money last year on Joey Logano because I bet on him on a weekly basis. It was one of those deals where I was like, oh, no, he's going to turn it around this week. He's going to turn it around this week. And it never freaking happened. And I didn't want to miss it. You know, I didn't lose that much, but it got frustrating, like betting on the guy like 8, you know, 9, 10, 12, 13 weeks in a row. And it didn't happen. The fact is, I think it was actually Richmond last year. I'm pretty sure it was Richmond, in which, he failed the inspection after. And he hasn't won since. So whatever he was up to, and, you know, it was clearly helping him because, you know, he totally tanked after that. The end of the year, he came on a bit, but it wasn't enough. And, of course, he couldn't get into the playoff. But with that being stated, you mentioned Team Penske. Last 6 times here at Daytona, he's finished 6th place or better. He won in 2015. He has been consistent on these restrictor plate races. And in fact, he's got 6 top tens in the last 10 plate races, Joey Logano does. So he's going to be in the mix, Joey Logano. And, you know, if you're playing multiple lineups, there's nothing wrong with putting Joey in the lineup.
you know what else, too? Martin Truex Jr. almost becomes a contrarian play because in the duels, he was starting, in his duel, he was starting 13th and he finished 10th. But you're talking about the defending champion, you know, at only 9,500 there with some definite place differential upside there. So if you want to veer away from the whole Penske Ford kind of thing, Martin Truex Jr. becomes a very, very interesting play. And Suarez is running well, too, at 7,200 before he wrecked. You mentioned Trevor Bayne, you know, who won in 2011. There's a guy that, you know, won once, but he's always good on play tracks, and he's only 6,900. And Casey Kane has a pretty decent history of place tracks, and he's only 6,500. The one guy I might steer clear from who's got the Ford pedigree, though, is David Ragan. I feel like he starts too high in the field for my liking.
Nobody's talking about Martin Truex Jr. for the most part. A lot of talk about Keselowski, you know, Denny Hamlin, obviously, Joey Logano. And not everyone's in love with Kevin Harvick here, but, you know, for betting purposes, Keselowski's a 7-1 favorite. Hamlin's the second choice at 10-1. Logano's the third choice at 12-1. Kevin Harvick at 12-1. Chase Elliott 12-1. Kyle Busch at 12-1. Kyle Larson at 12-1. Ricky Stenhouse at 14-1. And then Martin Truex Jr. That's a lot of drivers ahead of the defending champion, as you stated. And, yeah, you know, Martin Truex
Jr. hit on one. Sorry, Gabe, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you just hit on one. When you were playing on DraftKings, you know, you want to get guys that are deep in the field for place differential. Kyle Larson has the highest driver rating of any driver at Daytona, and he's 9,300. He starts deep in the field, and I think he's an outstanding pick at 9,300.
Yeah, it's a good point. He does. He's starting 38th. But the one thing with Truex is, you know, he was so dominant on the cookie cutter tracks that, all right, he dominates those tracks, but it's not like he's bad on plate races. And he's just so he's in a freaking zone. The only thing is, the start of the new year, you never know, right? You just never know. You know, did the other teams catch up? Do the advantages, is some advantage that he had gone? Because that's the thing, we can talk about the drivers all we want, man, but the aerodynamics and everything that goes on in the garages has more impact than the drivers do, to be honest, Scott.
And that's a good point, because that's why I prefer Ford over Chevrolet, because Chevrolet's coming out there with a new car this year. They've moved from the SS to the Camaro, so that's going to be one thing you certainly have to look at when you're making your picks, and it comes down between two key guys. I'm going to take the Ford over the Chevrolet every time. But, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's a Daytona 500. I got to throw in a lineup. And you're sitting here going, oh, let's go over my lineup. You can't go in there with just one lineup but by the 10th lap, your day could be over. You have to enter multiple lineups if you're serious about this.
You know, what about Ryan Blaney? Are you thrown off by a starting position? Because, you know, chances are he goes down.
There is a chance, but Blaney's just been so good during speed weeks that I think if I'm running multiple lineups there, especially out there, I got to have some exposure to Blaney. And again, it's Penske, it's Ford, and these cars have looked good, so good during speed weeks. And you know, he finished fourth in the Clash to begin with. So I'm liking Blaney a lot. He got a nice push from Darrell Wallace Jr. last night, who's his best friend. And it's all about, you know, you got to have friends in the draft. Otherwise, you know, you're falling out and you're falling back.
You know, that's exactly it. And with Blaney, though, who are his buddies on the track, Scott? Joey Logano and Keselowski. You know, those are two guys.
And Wallace.
Yeah, and not bad guys to have to, you know, be buddies with and teammates with, right? I mean, and that stuff matters. I mean, that stuff does matter. You know, a guy we didn't bring up, actually, and what is he on DraftKings? He is $8,200, is Clint Bowyer. Clint Bowyer, very consistent, racking up fantasy points on plate tracks.
Yeah, he's a good mid-range value. He finished second in the second Daytona race last year.
Scott the King Engel, the music's playing, which means we're done. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
I could do this all night with you, but we got to go.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott the King Engel.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I'd be a millionaire. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network continues. Who wants to be a millionaire? Daily Roto, check it out. All right, so we got four games on the National Hockey League slate this evening. Philadelphia Flyers, Columbus Blue Jackets, over under 5.5. You know the Blue Jackets have beaten the Flyers 11 straight times in Columbus. New York Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes. Oddsmakers aren't screwing around with these totals anymore. Over under is 6.5 in that hockey game. We talk about it on a daily basis, man. The Islanders are a sieve. They give up a million shots a night on goal. We'll get into that in a minute as far as the Columbus Blue Jackets and Philadelphia Flyers are concerned. The Winnipeg Jets, man. The Jets always win except if I take them. So Cam Stewart, who will be returning with us. We're not on Monday. We're honoring Donald Trump on Monday. It's Donald Trump Day on Monday. So, we can't do the show in observance of Donald J. Trump, as it is President's Day. So we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be back on Tuesday. And Melrose Place Studios and the Studio 34 Master Control goes under a deep debugging. I think, you know what it is, Flory? I think it's the damn Russians, actually. You know, we've been wondering. We're like, I don't know, there's like weird stuff's been happening when it's online all week. I think it's Russia's fault. You know, clearly. You know, everything else is, so that's my assumption. St. Louis Blues and the Dallas Stars. That's the best game on the board, but the Jets always screw me, man. I swear. So, yeah, Cam will be back with us on Tuesday. Of course, Cam leaves on Monday and Fridays. At 6 o'clock Eastern, but Cam left us with a hockey parlay, and his hockey parlays have been killing it this week. He gave us a 6-1 plus 589 parlay the other night that cashed. So he likes the Carolina Hurricanes and the Winnipeg Jets, St. Louis Blues, and the Dallas Stars. That's the coolest hockey game on the board tonight. That's the best game. Although I will be watching the Rising Stars game more than any of these NHL games, but it doesn't mean that we haven't done our homework. As far as the NHL is concerned, this is why we get the big bucks, right? So let's jump in here right now and isolate some of the hot players in the National Hockey League right now. Let's start off as well. First things first, too. My condolences. I mean, you know, you need more than thoughts and prayers, as everybody's saying. So it sounds kind of hollow, our thoughts and prayers with the people in Parkland. But I didn't know this, that defenseman Shane Gotze's bear, the defenseman for the Philadelphia Flyers actually went to this high school. So, you know, he's a little bit shaken up. He actually went to that school for a couple of years. He's been playing some good hockey right now. He's got 11 points, one goal, and 10 assists in his last seven games. That's some pretty impressive numbers, especially for a defenseman. So we'll be taking a look at Gotze be here. Great name, eh? Gotze's beer. So he's red hot right now, man. 11 points, one goal, and 10 assists in his last seven games. The Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, we mentioned this earlier. Now, of course, shots on goal count, right? Shots on goal count in hockey DFS. And the Columbus Blue Jackets are trying to become the first team since the NHL expansion era in 1967 to string together three games with at least 50 shots on goal. It's freaking crazy. And we're seeing, you know, we just see more and more and more shots on goal right now in the National Hockey League. Teams are racking up shots on goal. You know, the New York Islanders are giving up like 38 shots on goal a night. I mean, these are higher numbers. These are higher numbers than we're used to seeing. Now, I'm just loading up my hockey lineup. I actually put together two lineups this evening. I played an NHL pick'em. Let me blast through the NHL pick'em. I took John Tavares, Tarasenko, Barzal, Klimberg, gots to be here, and Jordan Eberle, who's been on fire as of late. But let's roll out our real lineup here, our full NHL lineup. NHL pick'em. NHL pick'em is cool, but we also put together a full entire lineup. And I'm getting extremely frustrated trying to load up here right now. No, you know what? I played a bunch of pick'ems. That's what happened. All right, I played a pick'ems. But here are the players. Here are the players you play here tonight. So the Columbus Blue Jackets, we talk about this. They're racking up shots on goal, man. They absolutely own the Philadelphia Flyers as well. So let's start off with Bobrovsky, all right? The two-time Vezina Trophy winner, Sergei Bobrovsky, is going to be between the pipes tonight for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's 9-2 in his career against the Philadelphia Flyers. He's got two shutouts, a 1.79 goals against average in 11 games. All right, he made 30 saves. The last time that they played him, and man, he's. He's been on fire as of late. He stopped 63 of his last 65 shots that he's faced. We mentioned the dominance of the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, listen, neither team's playing great right now between Philadelphia and Columbus. But I think Bobrovsky's going to get the win. We talk about this. He's 9-2 in his career against the Philadelphia Flyers, 1.79 goals against average. And on top of that, the Columbus Blue Jackets have actually beaten the Philadelphia Flyers 11 straight times in Columbus. Let's play Gots to Be here. Gots to Spare is a nice play here this evening. And you know what? I'm going to throw this together live here right now, too. I did the lineup earlier, but we had to reboot our computer like three times before the show started today. It's a real Donnybrook here. It's a frustrating Friday. Hopefully you guys are going to the bar to get smashed. I wish I was, actually, right now. Go to a bar, get smashed, and watch the Rising Stars Challenge. All right, let's enter the mid-season puck drop. Got to be careful. Like I said, I put together a lineup. I put together these lineups, and it's like, oh man, it's $44 to enter. I'm like, I don't want to spend $44 to enter an NHL lineup. But all right, so Bobrovsky, it's got to be your goalie tonight. All right, got to be your goalie tonight. Gots to be here. It's gots to be in your lineup. $5,600. Dude's on fire, man. 11 points in his last seven games. All right, so let's move on to, we got the New York Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes. We know that the New York Islanders, man, these guys are giving up a ton of goals right now. Halak is a good goalie, but he's not having a very good year right now. So that's the highest total of the night at 6.5. Skinner! Jeff Skinner's got four goals in his last three games. He's actually at 199 in his career right now. So I wouldn't be surprised. And in fact, I'll call it right now. Skinner is going to score his 200th career goal this evening. I like Skinner to be in our lineup here this evening. And Skinner, pretty affordable too. It's not that bad. $6,200. Skinner in the lineup. All right, we were talking about this Marzal dude. Barzal, excuse me, Marzal. this guy's been lighting it up as well. And on the New York Islanders, this is going to be a high-scoring hockey game. I've got like three different screens open here with like a NASCAR lineup. I got my NBA. I got hockey here. It's like a DFS overload here. Fortunately, I already got the other Like I said, I put everything together and I had to reboot everything. I lost one of my NBA lineups, but I've already gone over to players and we got some angles here for you. But so Skinner tonight, $6,200. Skinner should be in your lineup. Okay, let's get to Nick Foligno. Nick Foligno's another guy that's been on fire. In his last 12 games, all right, he's got 4 goals and 6 assists. So Nick Foligno, I believe, should be in your lineup this evening. He is only $4,500 as well. I think there's going to be some goals in this game this evening against the Philadelphia Flyers. You know, we want to get a piece of the Islanders in this game and Carolina. Therefore, John Tavares, never a bad idea to have Johnny Tavares in your lineup. So, yeah, we got John Tavares, and this will all come together in a second here. So we're talking about the New York Islanders. We talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets. Unbelievable. I didn't realize that they would be the first team since 1967 to actually have 50 or more shots on goal in 3 straight games. But the New York Islanders have given up 101 shots on goal over the last 2 games. Guys, like, I'm old, man. I remember, like, 101 shots would be 4 games. Like, I remember, like, years ago, coaches getting mad. We're giving up 32 shots a goal.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
All right, we're talking NHL DFS. I am Gabriel Morenci. Want to remind you to check out www.fantasyfactor.com. That's www.fantasyfactor.com. It's a great site, single entries only, so you don't have to worry about competing against, you know, 500 different lineups. We were talking about, I got to put together numerous lineups for the Daytona 500, which you actually do. But let's get back on track here. We were talking NHL hockey. We're talking about Nick Foligno. Nick Foligno's been on fire, 2 goals against the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's got 4 goals and 6 assists in his past 12 games. So we were talking about the New York Islanders as well and all the shots on goal that's going on this week in the National Hockey League. The Islanders have given up 101 shots on goal in their last 2 games. So, you know, we want to get a piece of this hockey game. We're talking about Johnny Tavares. Tavares is going to be in the lineup. But we need another winger, don't we? And we need some value right now because we've been throwing money around like Tony Cicada is at NXT right now. Jordan Eberle, $5,300. Eberle's playing some really good hockey right now. All right, Blake Wheeler. Blake Wheeler, man, he's got 7 assists in his last 7 games. He scored 2 goals and set up 2 others versus Colorado earlier this season. Blake Wheeler's a hot player. Alex Steen, all right, Alex Steen is a player that's just been killing it as well, man. He's got 14 points, 7 goals and 7 assists over his last 13 games. And Steen's not that expensive here. Where is he? Steen. $5,200 for Steen. $5,200 for Steen. Steen's been on fire as of late. And defenseman, Klingberg, top scoring defenseman in the league. He's got five points in his last 5 games against the St. Louis Blues. Klingberg's actually a trendy pick tonight. He's 57 $100. All right, so we were talking about we've got NBA. We got NBA tonight. So a lot of people think, oh, man, you know, of course, of all days, right, that Cam leaves early and Sin Cara is in a damn wrestling event. I'm alone. There's no NBA basketball. We got one damn game tonight. We got the USA versus the world. I love this game. I really do. I'm looking forward to it. I've had a rough week. Florio's had a rough week. Florio's going right to the bar after this, I assume. I might just sit here alone in the dark and get drunk as soon as this show ends. But I am actually looking forward to this USA versus the world game. And there is a DraftKings for this evening. So it's actually just six players, though, all right? So you got a $50,000 salary cap. There's, you know, there's six spots on the roster. So let's start off with the most expensive player, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, technically, I mean, the guy's a monster. You're like, well, it's surprising he's even playing in this game. Yet, I wouldn't expect him to play much. And is he playing? He's listed as questionable. The odds makers are expecting him to play. I think he probably goes a couple of minutes. I don't know how much he's really going to play this evening. And Joel Embiid wants to play in a real All-Star game on Sunday. I talked about this earlier with Cam Stewart. The Philadelphia 76er players, Dario Saric, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid. The Sixers are a real team right now. Like, they're for real. They're going to the playoffs, and they're going to be a load to deal with in the playoffs. How motivated and how much energy, how much are they going to push to win and to bring it here this evening? I'm not so sure, you know, so... I think a lot of people in the public are going to jump on Joel Embiid here at $11,400. I don't know how much playing time he gets. We're talking about an all-star game format here. The clock doesn't stop, guys. It's 40 minutes. The clock doesn't stop. The clock stops like after a basket in like the last 2 minutes or something like that. But it's basically like an Arena Football League game. The clock doesn't stop, right? It's a run-and-gun game. The total is 301. You know, having a big man in a center, it really isn't an advantage in this game. That's why I think the U.S. is going to win this game. Because I don't think Joel Embiid has a major impact in this contest here this evening. But I do think that Donovan Mitchell will. Listen, Donovan Mitchell is a good shooter. He's going to be able to hit some threes. He's going to be able to run and gun. The U.S. team is very, very athletic. I expect them to really push the pace. And you look at Donovan Mitchell, man. Look, the guy routinely puts up 40 DK points a night in real games. So what the hell is he going to do this evening? I mean, you know, that should be his nickname, 40. He should wear number 40. Where's number 45? Start scoring 45 a night. But tonight, you know, I think Donovan Mitchell could be the MVP of this game this evening. It wouldn't surprise me if he was. And I think Donovan Mitchell lights it up. So $11,000 for Donovan Mitchell. Kyle Kuzma. Now, Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram, LA Lakers. Kuzma's $9,700 and Ingram is $8,900. I really want to take Kyle Kuzma here, but I'm a little bit concerned. And the Lakers played, you know, back-to-back nights. Like, you know, it's like the third night in a row. The Lakers went back-to-back. They played against the Dallas Mavericks. On Saturday. Then they played against the Pelicans with Isaiah Thomas in his second game, and he got turfed. That was on Wednesday. And then last night, they played again against the T-Wolves. Not exactly doing the Lakers any favors here. I guess, you know what? The league didn't figure they'd have any All-Stars. that's what they figured. But so, look, Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram, as I stated, these guys played Wednesday night in New Orleans. They played last night in Minneapolis. And now they're back home in Los Angeles. How much are they really going to play? And in fact, I know that word in L.A. is they're not going to play that much. But, you know, once the game gets going and the crowd's into it and stuff, and these guys are young, you know, I don't know. Are they really going to be restricted? But I just wanted to bring that up, that the fact that, they are playing their third game in three nights, these players. Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's $9,400, and Jamal Murray's gone off in these games before. And in fact, I think he was the MVP of this game a couple of years ago. You know, Jamal Murray is part of Team World because, you know, he's Canadian. Jamal Murray is $9,400. I think he's someone to seriously consider. A player that I'm going to be looking at here, and I think he's going to have a nice game, $8,000, Dennis Smith. Let's get Dennis Smith in here. Look, the total is 301, right? I mean, the total is 301 points. So there's going to be multiple guys that are going to be able to put up massive numbers in this game this evening. Donovan Mitchell, to me, is a must play. You know, to me, he's a must play. I think the guy's going to go off. I think he's a must play. Dennis Smith Jr. is in a slam dunk competition. In fact, he's favored to win a slam dunk competition. He's $8,000. You know, the kid's a pure scorer. He's going to have a million dunks tonight. You know, I'm going to take Dennis Smith Jr. at $8,000. I like him better than some of these bigger names. We talk about Ben Simmons. You know, I'm tempted by Ben Simmons. I wonder about how many minutes he's going to play and whether he's really going to be into this or not. But Ben Simmons is definitely someone to consider. I mean, we're looking for value here. And here's a player that's providing us some nice value. Bogdan Bogdanovic. $7,400. I don't think he'll be heavily owned either. And I think with all these other big names, people are going to look elsewhere. Now, I'm looking here at De'Aaron Fox, $7,600. I think a lot of people are scared of De'Aaron Fox because he was listed as questionable, but he's all right. He got smashed in the face, but he's all right. He's good to go. Interesting. Now we get into Tatum. Tatum and Brown. Now, do you want Brown or do you want Tatum? I'm going to go with, they're both. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them. You know, Tatum 7,000. Dunn is Tatum is 7,000. Brown is 7,800. Chris Dunn is 8,200. I think because of the value, we'll just take Tatum out of that rotation right there. So you know, we still got $8,300 to play with here. We've got Donovan Mitchell. We've got Dennis Smith Jr. We've got Bogdanovic. We've got Tatum. You know what? We're just going to double up and put Brown in here as well. And then let's go with Dario Saric. So we've got Donovan Mitchell, Dennis Smith Jr., Bogdan Bogdanovic, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Dario Saric. Yeah, you know, that's one lineup that we just put together. I like this lineup as well. I mean, this is such a freaking crapshoot tonight. I'm actually looking more forward to playing this. I find daily NBA frustrating in a sense because, man, I've had some really good lineups, but unless it's freaking perfect, you're not winning the big bucks. You can win head-to-head. You can win the double up, but you're not winning the big bucks. I find it extremely frustrating. I like it. Like, I like when it's Sunday night football and Monday night football when it's isolated because, you know, the sharps can't, you know, they don't have as many angles here. There's more randomness, and you can really just isolate what's going to happen in this game this evening. I'm confident. I really do think Donovan Mitchell is going to go off here. Tonight. Now I'm betting on this game, obviously, and we will be taking. You know, I got to be honest with you too. When I first looked at the lineup for the Rising Stars and USA, when I first looked at the lineups, I was like, "Holy crap, man! Look at the world team." I was like, "Man, these guys are freaking stacked. They got Joel Embiid, they got Dario Saric, they got Ben Simmons." You know, they got Buddy Hield, they got Jamal Murray. You go down the list, and they're like, man. But as I stated, I'm not so sure what Embiid's going to be able to do. And I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know if Ben Simmons is just going to take this game over. I think the USA kids specifically, and don't forget, the Lakers are on the Team USA team. You know, that's who the crowd's going to be going to. They're the home team, USA. And these USA players can freaking run, man. You know, between, you know, Brown, Tatum, De'Aaron Fox, Mitchell, it's going to be a track meet. You know, the total is 301. I think USA will win the game. It's -2. Over-under is 301. Cam Stewart likes the under. I just don't have it in me. I want to take the over, but It's, yeah, man, they've only gone over this number once in their entire history, these two. Like, in this game, they've only gone over this number once. It got to 311 2 years ago. You know, it got to 291 last year. And other previous years before that, it didn't get anywhere near close this. Yet, you know, we're seeing some NBA games right now. I mean, look, we saw the Lakers play to 255 the other night. We're seeing regular season games routinely get into the 250s right now in the NBA. This isn't insane, actually. And we actually have breaking news as far as we've been waiting on an NBA All-Star Game point spread. Well, we've got one. Team LeBron, -2.5. Team Curry, +2.5. Over, under, 340.5. 340. So, wow. Both teams need to get into the 270s. I got to take the under. I got to, you know, it's just too many points. You ever heard anything like this before, Florio? 340.5 points? That's like a football game, NFL football game, being like, you know, the Pro Bowl total being 128 or something.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, the Pro Bowls have actually been going under as of late because they're playing defense. 340.5 points. Team LeBron, -2.5. You know, follow me on Twitter.com/SportsRage. I'll have my all-star picks on Sunday, but I'm actually leaning with Team LeBron. I think Team LeBron's going to it's going to be a competitive game, man. LeBron and Curry don't like each other. Interesting dynamic with Kevin Durant playing on with Team LeBron. I'm a big fan of NBA All-Star Weekend. We talked about it earlier. So I'm taking USA. I'm going to stay away from the total of the Rising Star Challenge game tonight. That's why, like they say, that's why pencils have erasers. That's why there's live in-game betting. I'll follow the pace, and I'll be able to step in on the in-game. But I do think the USA is going to win. I think LeBron's team is going to win the All-Star game, and I think it's going to go under 340 points because that's just way too many freaking points, man. But what are we betting on tonight? And, you know, right before the show, actually, I stepped out because I had to get it was like the walk of shame, man. We call it the walk of shame. I had to go to the post office to get a new PaySafe card because I had to load up because, unfortunately, things didn't go well last night. So we want to get in on this Canisius game. We were talking about Monmouth being banged up, and Monmouth are banged up. Monmouth are going to be without two of their leading scorers here this evening, and no one's really going to talk about a Canisius game very much, right? You know, this game's flying under the radar because it's Canisius and Monmouth, but Canisius is the play. They're -155 on the money line, as Brian Blessing would famously say. Giggle away, boys, but we're taking Canisius. We got this Rhode Island game. Rhode Island, and this game's actually going off the board in a couple of minutes as well. Rhode Island is now -3.5. You know, it was 2.5 up to 3.5. That's a little high. The total is 150.5 right now, but we talked about this earlier. The Rhode Island Rams are 10-2 to the over in their last 12 road games. All right. There should be some points in this basketball game. So let's take the over. We've been killing it this week. Like Cam said, me and Cam might be stupid, and we might have had some technical difficulties this week, but the picks, baby, the picks have been damn good. Let's go Rhode Island and St. Bonaventure over 150.5. Rhode Island and the Bonnies over 150.5. Canisius to beat Monmouth -150 on the money line. And we didn't get a chance to joke with Cam. Cam's a big Wright State Raider fan. And taking on Northern Kentucky tonight. It's a game in Cam's wheelhouse. Wright State. Wright State -1 against Northern Kentucky this evening. I think Wright State could be worth a look on their home court. Let me just check a double number here. You know, guys, some days are more busy than others, but they play the national anthem somewhere many times a day. You know how they say it's like it's happy hour somewhere all the time? there's always a game. We just have to isolate. You know, you just have to sort of, it's like, all right, tonight, well, we got no NBA. College basketball, it's Ivy League. No, all right, let's sift through it. No, all right, we got Northern Kentucky and Wright State. Listen, Wright State are 12-2 on their home court. Northern Kentucky are 6-4 on the road. You know, both teams play good basketball over their last 10 games. Northern Kentucky are 8-2. Northern Kentucky burnt me, man, earlier in the year, and it left a bad taste in my mouth. I like the fact that Wright State, you know, they're great home team, man. They're 12-2 on their home floor. Current form right now, Northern Kentucky are playing good basketball, of course. I swear to God, they've won every game. You can't make this up. You can't make this crap up. Northern Kentucky, because I haven't paid attention to Northern Kentucky since this stupid game. They haven't lost since I had them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These son of a bitch. You know, these bastards from Northern Kentucky haven't lost a game since January the 26th, when I happen to have them in a moneyline parlay to beat the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. And I had the over 157. The game landed at 153. I'm getting bad flashbacks right now. Meanwhile, Wright State, listen, Northern Kentucky are a better basketball team than Wright State, but you know, Wright State playing at home. They don't lose at home often. They are coming off a loss. That's a real degenerate game. You know, not that they're not all degenerate games, but now we mentioned this earlier as well. Princeton absolutely owned Cornell. Now, Cornell are not a very good team, but they are 6-2 at home. And, you know, Princeton aren't very good this year either. But the numbers, you know, they're 15-5 in their last, against the spread in their last 20 games. And the Mark Lawrence special tonight, this is a real leap of faith, though. This is a real leap of faith. Yet, you know, Mark Lawrence, you call it the old clothespin, man. You plug your nose and you hope for the best. But Pennsylvania at Columbia, all right? Penn at Columbia. Columbia Lions 7-0 against the spread their last seven games off a straight-up favorite loss when facing winning opponents of 6-6-6 percentage or less. The Flakers 0-3 against the spread as a favorite at Columbia in which the Lions are off a straight-up favorite loss. So a lot of trends that point to Columbia here. If you believe in the database, you can pull the trigger on Columbia, except ultimately, you know, our best bets, let's jump in. We're going to focus in on a Canisius game. Canisius to beat Monmouth, yes, check. Rhode Island and St. Bonaventure, game goes over, check. Those will be the two college basketball plays that we play this evening. NBA basketball, we're going to be taking USA. Follow me on Twitter during the program. I'll post my in-game thoughts. The game tips off at 9 o'clock. I'd like to see where the total goes. If it comes down a little bit, it's going to be a sweat job. You know, this game is going to be a sweat job with the total. So if you take the over, guys, like I said, the clock doesn't stop, man. You know, you need a clean freaking ride of dudes not missing three-point shots to get to 301 points in 40 minutes of the clock not stopping. So we'll lock in on that one in-game, but we will take the USA. As far as NHL hockey is concerned, we're taking the Columbus Blue Jackets, -150, gunning for their 12th straight home victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. They've beaten them 11 straight times. Bobrovsky's 9-2, as we told you when we were talking DFS. Cam's parlay of the night are the Carolina Hurricanes and the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to ride it just because Cam has been hot with his hockey picks. But I, you know, kind of like the Blues. I disagree. I think the Dallas Stars get it done. That music scared the hell out of me. I think I flinched. Thanks to Mike Florio. He deserves a President's Day off. Happy Donald Trump Day, Florio. On Tuesday, we'll talk about who the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills should be. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Kirk Cousins.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free...